gentlemen, good evening and welcome to the RSWM Limited Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call. We have with us today from the management, Mr. Rajiv Gupta, Joint Managing Director, Mr. Nitin Tulyani, President and CFO, Mr. Rakesh Jain, General Manager, Corporate Finance, Mr. Surinder Gupta, VP, Legal and Company Secretary. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to take this opportunity to remind everyone about the disclaimer related to this conference call. Today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature based on management's current beliefs and expectations. It must be viewed in conjunction with the risk that our business faces that could cause our future results, performance or achievements to differ significantly from what we may express or implied by such forward-looking statements. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rajiv Gupta for the industry outlook, post which Mr. Nitin Tulyani will take it over for the financial overview. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Richa. Good evening, everyone. I hope you and your families are safe and in good health. It is my pleasure to welcome you all to Quarter 4 and FY25 earnings conference call. I hope you had opportunity to review our financial results and investor presentation, which are available both on our website as well as on stock exchanges. I am pleased to share the quarter's performance has been encouraging, reflecting our sharp focus on execution, diversified business portfolio, and initial results of the transformative journey started under RSWM 2.0. We have seen positive momentum across our yarn and fabric business, supported by improved operational discipline, innovative initiatives, and the efforts enabling us to deliver better products at right quality, at right time, with a greater alignment with the evolving customer needs. Our exports have continued to perform well. There has been significant increase in the revenue from Middle East, Africa, Southeast Asia and other markets in FY24-25. India's favorable tariff position remains a strategic strength, especially compared to the competitors like Vietnam and China. This advantage is helping deepen engagement with global brands, particularly from US and Europe, where our market share continues to grow. While US imports tariff still being not clear for India at this moment, we are closely monitoring this and we understand the partners to prepare any potential change in trade policy or the cost structure thereafter. On the industry front, cotton yarn spread remained under pressure, impacting the spinning margin across the sector. Despite these external challenges, we have stayed focused on improving our realizations, optimizing our product mix, and enhancing process efficiencies, as explained in the last investor call also. These internal measures have partially offset the margin pressure and supported the overall profitability of RSWM. Looking ahead, major strategic development that has happened recently is very progressive in nature, that is India-UK free trade agreement. Beyond its diplomatic significance, the FTA could be transformative for Indian exporters. Apparel industry currently is exporting to UK, yet the share of Indian export is only 6% in the overall 24 billion apparel industry of UK. We are expecting with these changes in the policy, FTA, we have an opportunity to unlock almost 1 billion additional exports from India to UK, and taking our share from 6% to maybe 15 to 20%, driven by favorable sourcing and supportive policies. At RSWM, we are particularly well-positioned to capitalize on this opportunity. Our strengths, like the categories that we are operating to UK, demand of these categories in trousers, shirts, T-shirts, dresses, especially the denim and the knitting segment that we have, where the buyers are particularly diversifying away from the traditional sourcing countries. Our integrated manufacturing ecosystem, strong design capabilities, and trusted relationship with the global brands give us distinct edge. Furthermore, as international customers are increasingly prioritizing sustainability, compliance, and traceability, our ongoing efforts under RSWM 2.0 transformation and proving to be both timely and impactful. RSWM 2.0 is not just a transformation plan, it represents the cultural shift across the organization. We have adopted the new mindset, which is rooted in agility, cost effectiveness, smart manufacturing or product development, sharper execution, and the timely response time to our customers' needs. The early impact of this journey, RSWM 2.0, is already visible in the areas like productivity, client satisfaction, and cross-functional alignments. The energy and the commitment within our team is inspiring, and it gives us confidence that we are building a future-ready organization capable of creating long-term value in the dynamic global environment. Now, for more details, the financials for this quarter and for the year, I'll request my colleague Nitin to take over.
Thank you, Mr. Gupta, for the introduction. Good evening, everyone. I will now be sharing the RSWM financial and strategic highlights from financial year 25 and how they are preparing us for the coming financial year 26. Despite external challenges, RSWM reported a FY 25 revenue increase of 18.9% year-on-year, reaching to a new height of 4,825 crore. This was driven by improved order visibility, a balanced product mix, and a focused sales and execution effort. Coming to the full year 25 financial performance, gross profit rose 19.4% to 1,729 crore compared to 1,448 crore in FY24. Gross profit margin moved slightly from 35.7% in FY24 to 35.8% in FY25. EBITDA increased by 76.8% to 233 crore, up from 132 crore in the FY24. EBITDA margin improved from 3.2% in FY24 to 4.8% in FY25, which is clearly reflecting the better cost management. Our PAT stood at a loss of 41 crore, mainly due to the elevated finance and depreciation cost. The finance cost increased during the year primarily due to the higher working capital requirement and the addition of the term loans for the unit we acquired from Guinea Filaments at Chhata location last financial year. Depreciation rose mainly on account of the commissioning of the new Kapas unit, which is located at Banswara Lodha. As highlighted in our Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings call, we had a build-up of finished goods inventory, which was subsequently liquidated during the year, which has resulted in decrease of our inventory standing in the balance sheet at the end of the financial year. Now, coming to the quarter 4 financial year 25 financial performance, revenue rose 7.2% year-over-year to 1,256 crore. Total income increased to 1,265 crore. Gross profit for the quarter was 432 crore with a margin of 34.4%. EBITDA rose 44.8% year-over-year and 36.2% quarter-over-quarter to 79 crore. Also, EBITDA margin improved to 6.2% from 4.6% in quarter 4 FY24, reflecting a year-over-year increment of 163 bps. PAT turned positive at 1.6 crore in Q4 FY25, recovering from a loss of 8 crore in Q3 FY25. We were getting the questions in not many earnings calls that when we are turning PAT positive. So this year, with the theme of RSWM 2.0, the management has been able to turn PAT positive in current quarter. On the strategic front, we made significant advances in innovation and sustainability. The Panch Tattva initiative, based on the five elements, fire, earth, water, air, and space, combines Indian tradition with the textile innovation. It attracted strong interest at Bharat Tech 2025 that was conducted at the Bharat Mandapam location in New Delhi, and it was attended by many industries and government stakeholders. We also signed a development agreement with the Birla Cellulose and TACC Limited to produce graphene-based textiles. This enables us to venture into emerging segments such as technical fabrics and smart clothing. Graphene, a product that is developed by TACC, represents a promising innovation for the textile industry, offering multiple performance enhancements in a single application, including antibacterial properties, anti-static behavior, thermal regulation, UV resistance, abrasion resistance, and improved tensile strength. We remain committed to prudent capital allocation and aligning FD investment with our long-term strategic goals. While FY25 presented challenges, the structural improvement made during the year have strengthened our foundation. As we enter FY26, we do so with a major optimism. Our focus on financial discipline, operational efficiency, and a sharper product approach position us well to deliver steady progress and improved outcomes. With this, I would like to conclude and open the floor for any questions you may have.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. You may please press star and one to ask questions. First question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, namaskar sir, and congratulations to the team, sir, that we have turned the corner at least in the first, the last quarter. And the first point would be, sir, the efficiencies and the support from the market. If you could just give us some more color, what factors actually attributed to this profitability, and whether these factors are now consistent or you see reversal of any of the same, how are things shaping up in terms of the margins or the spread? If you could give us some color on spread and also on the utilization level, and then I'll have the
other. Thank you very much, first of all, Mr. Kapoor, for your compliments. You know, if you look at the performance in fourth quarter, there is a mix of things which are consistent and few things which are one time. As Nitin also shared, we had the reduction of stock in various businesses, especially our synthetic yarn business. So that is a one time thing which has happened during this quarter. Now, a couple of other things. One, working on the internal efficiencies, both in terms of consumption norms and utilization, is something which has helped us. If you look at the various businesses within RSWM, the cotton yarn spread is more or less same. The markets have been good, especially in Bangladesh market. Demand has been good, and overall consumption levels are same. The margins were more or less similar in this thing. So focus on internal efficiencies helped us in selling slightly better. If I talk about denim segment, the industry is still passing through the same challenge level of low utilization across. But within that, you know, idiocracy of industry performance, there was an option to capture good orders and improve utilization for RSWM. So that is something which we build on from last year's or last quarter's, working towards acquiring the customers, working closely with the brands, and thereafter improving our efficiency. The third thing is more working on the consumption levels within knit and denim, and try to see that our cost is optimized, and we are working on, last time we discussed about theory of constraint application to various business models, and making ourselves more efficient and more effective for cost management. I think these things are sustainable, and the way we have been positive in this quarter, I am 100% sure and confident that we will now retain ourselves in this positive arena of profitability.
Correct, sir. And on the utilization level, sir, can you give some color on how our various verticals utilization levels were, average utilization levels for the last year?
Average utilization, has improved. If you say in yarn particularly, we were already in high 90s, so we continue being there. In knitting and denim, our utilizations have improved by 5 to 7% in both the businesses. And we are in now post-90s in denim and mid-80s in knitting. So that's the current level. There is still a little bit of possibility of improvement in utilization, but broadly they are slightly better than the average industry.
Okay. But just to come to the strategic collaboration for the graphene part and also the investment in Bilwara Energy, if you could just elaborate the significance of these two and firstly on these two points.
So with respect to the investment in Bilwara Energy, the overall objective was that we are able to get the renewable source of energy at a competitive prices. So we are able to get sufficient wind power from this company. And coming to your question around graphene, so graphene is still under development and it is in very early stages. So we are still working on development of a master batch, and accordingly we will be able to communicate you later on the same.
Just to conclude here, for the investment in Bilwara Energy, I think so the fund mentioned here is Singularity Fund that has made an investment of 250 crore. So that is fresh with issuance of shares, or have we or other promoters have pared down their investment in Bilwara Energy?
So we have liquidated on our share. So that is a investment coming from Singularity.
So what is the current?
So our detail has been shared in our investor presentation on the same, and also on the stock exchange, the information is available in detail.
Okay, I'll go through the same. So now coming to the other development, especially for the free trade agreement with the European nation, has that affected the, I mean, has benefited or affected the sector? Especially, I think so. The forward integrated players are going to be more benefited. So, if you could just give some more color on the sector.
You are absolutely right. If you look at as a country, India stands to gain with these developments, both for US and UK. As I shared, India has around 6% share in UK's apparel industry, which as a country we should move towards 15 to 20%. The American tariffs are yet to be settled. We saw the development with the China tariff being, discussed with the US. Similarly, I also expect that the India-US tariff will also settle for, times to come. But overall, the expectation is that India stands to gain with these challenges. Coming to RSWM as a company, we are not directly exporting largely to US. We are doing indirect exports either to our customers who are then exporting to US, or we are supplying to other countries which in turn are exporting to, say, Bangladesh or Sri Lanka, which in turn are exporting to US. So I cannot say we are isolated, but at the same time we are less impacted even this pause period of 90 days.
Right, sir. And
Mr. Kapoor, I'm sorry, ma'am, I will join. Thank you so much, sir. A reminder to all the participants that you may please press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Tanush Mehta from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Mr. Mehta.
Thank you for the opportunity. First of all, sir, congratulations on the good set of numbers.
Thank you.
Proceeding. And sir, my first question is on market expansion. That which new market that RSWM is targeting, and what steps are being taken to establish a presence in this region.
Can you repeat your second question, please?
New markets. What are the steps we are taking to establish a presence in the new market?
Okay. So, we intend to consolidate our position in the market more as a player which offers quality and the value-added product. So, we are consolidating both in our existing markets and also try to penetrate in the new markets. All the businesses are trying to explore possible new customers and new markets where we are able to add better product and with a better level of contributions or the value generation possibilities. We have been trying to go direct to the customers which are looking for sustainability and environment friendly products. We also would like to work on the brand which gives you better visibility in the market and better profitability in the market. So Middle East, Europe, America, in fact all the countries we are trying to penetrate more, but our concentration is not on geographical things. Our concentration is more to spread to the value-added customers and value-added products.
Okay, sir. Talking about the sustainability, so what practices are being adopted to align with the global environmental standards?
You know, there are a couple of things when you look at sustainability. It is relating to, first, the use of water. We, RSWM, is a liquid, a zero-discharge company. All our manufacturing facilities are using recycling and we do not discharge water to the environment. That's the one responsibility we have. Now, second is shifting our normal boilers to biofuel boilers, like from traditional fossil fuel. We are now converting all our boilers to biofuel. Most of the conversion will happen within the current financial year, which is started from April, and we will become a compliant company in terms of biofuel boilers. Third, in terms of power consumption, we are currently in mid-20% of our green power, which is from solar and wind, and we continue to work on this area and become more and more green power in terms of consumption. So these are three things. Then waste management is in the fourth area, and the biggest thing we are doing for sustainability is using the PET bottles as a raw material for converting this into plaster staple fiber. We are currently consuming 60 lakh bottles a day, and thereafter ensuring that we, you know, become recycle or contribute our bit in terms of sustainability. In addition to that, all social compliances, working for female, taking care of our employees, all welfare activities, all those things are standard RSWM practices, and we continue to do that.
Understood, sir. And sir, can you share us with the debt level of the company, and how will it impact the future financial stability?
I'll request Nitin to respond to this.
So, with respect to the debt management, including our working capital, we are at 1,700 crores, which includes 700 crores of term loan and balance being a part of our working capital, cash credit facilities and discounting facilities we have taken from different banks. So our focus remains on improving our debt profile by refinancing the high cost borrowings, prepaying selected loans and enhancing the cash flows through the working capital optimization. We are also working on the blocked current assets so that we are able to improve the flow of the working capital. Apart from that, with the improved capacity utilization and a better product mix, we are targeting to lower the debt-to-equity ratio and improved interest coverage. So the ultimate target is to strengthen our balance sheet and support future growth with a more sustainable capital structure.
Okay, sir. Understood. Sir, and is RSWM working on product innovation or investing in it to stay ahead of the market?
You are absolutely right. We are investing in product development centers and co-create with our customers for design, trends, aligned collections, innovation, are focused on blends and functionals like antibacterial or moisture wicking or UV protection. All those things are something which we are continuously doing at this point of time. There is no particularly new investment that we are proposing for the new product development at this point of time. But all existing businesses are focused more on new product and trying to see that we work on sustainability and delivering more value to customer and more functional capabilities to our product.
Okay, sir, understood. That was helpful, sir. I will be in the queue for further question.
Thank you. Thank you, Zanesh. Participants, you may please press star and one to ask questions. We'll take the next question from the line of Marshall, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. My question is that this quarter, our turnover has definitely increased by 5%, but margin is still lower. Whereas so far, what we listen to the commentary, that our utilization is good, cotton price stable. So why our margin is under pressure? What steps the management is taking to improve the margin? This, I want to show on the background of something. I think our CEO, CFO seems to be new person. But see, a couple of years back, the company has given hefty dividend on which all the shareholders paid a hefty amount of tax. At the same part, company floated the right issue 100 rupees. So whenever we sell at 150, at whatever price, again we have to pay tax. So we have been suffering from both sides. This was a very, very, very inaccurate decision. So now we need to see that now since the cash flow market is good, UKFT is done. So, what are the riders or UKFT, what are the growth drivers in the next couple of years and how this April and May month so far have panned out?
Thank you very much, first of all, for very open and clear views. Let me admit that, last 2 years for textile industry overall has been tough. And particularly RSWM being a player in predominantly synthetic yarn market has suffered poor performance for the financials. Coming to the quarter under concern, which is the fourth quarter for financial year 24-25, our EBITDA margin stood at 6.2% from the last quarter of 4.6% and last year the EBITDA margin of 4.7%. So if you look at there is improvement from 4.6 to 6.2%, which is around 1.6% EBITDA margin improvement. So whatever we are discussing is a development which is recent and we have a promising future. If I share with you, the quarter one for next financial year working as on today, things are operating either equivalent to quarter four or slightly better than that. So we likely to expect similar kind of maybe slightly better performance for the current quarter. But this is uncertain times and you never know what is going to happen the very next day. So let's keep our fingers crossed and I can only show you the new management including my CFO, myself and the other team members who are now working on RSWM 2.0. are focused, more agile for customer needs and for investor needs. The pain that you have expressed yourself in terms of not perceiving as a stakeholder your dividend for last couple of years, we fully appreciate and new management definitely take note of that and we'll try to work on that.
No, I was referring to gross margin, not the EBITDA margin. So if gross margin would have been better, EBITDA would have been even better. So if you see on Q4 versus Q3, our gross margin has gone down.
So yes, we are definitely working on the cost optimization part and the raw material optimization. So that's in our radar and the team is definitely working on it.
So if you look at particularly this quarter, we have liquidated good stock for synthetic yarn. So we are a VITA out of the different five products that we work is comparatively lower. So that is why your gross margin reflection is not there in terms of percentage. But if you see, overall improvement in businesses other than synthetic yarn business, it has been reasonably good. Now we focus more on the value-added segment, which probably will give better margins.
Regarding dividend, I was not referring to that the company didn't give dividend. Like, that you fully understand. What I was referring to that in 2022, the company has given 25 rupees dividend, which was not required because on the one hand, company gave dividend. On the other hand, company made right issue of shares 100 rupees. So, means on the one hand, company gave dividend. So the shareholder got money on which, like in the tax, you have to pay the tax, 30% tax on the dividend. So, dividend was paid. So, tax on dividend was paid. And again, the same money the company took back, I'm thinking generally took back by making right issue of 100 rupees. So, when the sale price is floating 150, at that amount is 190. So, again, there's a difference. So, whenever we sell those shares which were like issued on the, allotted on the right issue, again, we have to pay the capital gain tax. So, what I'm saying, that decision was not a financial prudent decision because there was no need to give 25 rupees dividend at the same time because on the one hand, by giving dividend, company had made cash outflow. Then to recoup that, the company made right issue. So, again, it was cash inflow. So there was no need to give the hefty dividend and again to make right issue. So, instead of 25 rupees dividend, company could have given 2, 3, 4 rupees dividend. So, this balance 20 rupees could have been offset with the proposed right issue. So, what I'm saying, the shareholder have burnt their fingers first by the bad performance of the company the last couple of years due to the overall Tesla market issue, Tesla interest issue. Number two, what could have been avoided was that there was no need to give that hefty dividend of 250%, 25 rupees per share, and take the money back by your right issue. So like my point was that now RSWM new management is under double pressure, so that the shareholders are compensated in a way by your better performance, so that whatever tax loss they have suffered due to none of their fault can be recouped in the near future at least. This was the point.
Your point is well understood, noted, and I once again express my thankfulness for being so frank.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. You may please press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. If you could just outline to us the CapEx number for the current financial year. And Mithun sir, you mentioned that lot of effort has gone into this lowering of the finance cost as a percentage of sales. So what should be the reduction in absolute number or a percentage of sales going ahead, especially for finance cost?
So currently we are at roughly 2.5% in terms of the overall sales number. But definitely we are working on restructuring of the debt. That is, since we have suffered losses from the last two financial years, so we tend to take the financing to repay our high debt so that overall finance cost is balanced. Plus, we are also exploring some other options of going towards a vendor bill discounting as well as a debtors bill discounting.
Any color you can give of what this initiative would translate into, if we take the 160 crore number for this year vis-a-vis 153 for last financial year, what should be the landscape, whether in absolute terms or as a percentage of sales?
Okay, so the one reason why the finance cost has rose is on account of the Guinea filament capital expansion that we did last year. So, for the current financial year, we are going for the normal capital expansion only and there is no huge capital expansion planned as of now.
So, during this year, capital expenditure would be limited only to normal maintenance capital expenditure or some balancing equipments for enhancing the utilization. Otherwise, we are not committing ourselves to any major capex for this year.
Okay. But will you be able to quantify or other cost efficiency or finance cost, what kind of reduction we can see, and also on the power and fuel front also?
So
there are
two functions. One is the consumption norm and second is the price of per unit power cost. So there are two ways to work on that. To reducing the per unit power cost, we are continuously working more for green power, which is comparatively giving us advantage. So that is one thing. And second, in terms of reducing consumption of power, we are working more on the power saving and more efficient machines which are energy efficient. And whatever the normal capex we are doing at this point of time, majority of them is a step towards improving our power efficiency and reducing our power consumption. So this remains one focus area in all textile working in all the years.
Right. So my concluding question would be on the Guinea filament acquisition. Sir, how much have we totally spent on the acquisition and also on the modernization aspect? I think so the machines were old, which we alluded earlier. So what have been the maintenance capex on the same, and what has been the contribution of the Guinea acquisition for last financial year and the current financial year, taking into account the current state, as a percentage of the total revenue pie, contribution from Guinea filament acquisition?
Okay, so Guinea acquisition actually had two parts. One was the spinning division and second was the knitting division as a part of Guinea. So we had around 80,000 spindles in that acquisition. Part of them was good, part of them was very old generation of machines which were highly inefficient in terms of running. The acquisition, to best of my knowledge or memory at this point of time, it was around 160 CR. Now, if I share with you the working of these two verticals of Guinea acquisition in Chhata, which we did, I am happy to share that the knitting working has been really good. We have been able to sort out all the teething troubles that initially, you know, cropped up because of the changeover or change of the management, the delays in shipment or stabilizing the working. All that is taken care. The current quarter has been reasonably okay, and I expect better performance in the coming quarters to come. Spinning, of course, remained a challenge because of the age and the health of the machines. Looking at our own financial commitments and the interest burdens, company did not decide to go for any major modernization in Chhata last couple of quarters. Even next year also, we are not proposing any major restoration package for Chhata. We'll try to minimize loss in terms of efficiency and try to strike a balance in terms of right product mix and right utilizations.
Correct. Right. We'll join the queue and all the best to the team. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take that as the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
So, thank you. Nitin Tulani this side. In closing, I extend my sincere gratitude to our employees, stakeholders and partners for their unwavering support. With collective effort and a shared vision, we are well positioned to drive innovation, strengthen our market presence, and deliver sustainable value. The road ahead holds great promise, and we are confident in our ability to grow and succeed in the years to come. Thanks once again.
Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management. On behalf of RSWM Limited, we would like to formally conclude this Q4 FY25 earnings conference call. We sincerely appreciate your participation in this event, and we kindly request that you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you for your time and engagement. Thank you.